We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our guests from Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego and Rock Creek. We have Superintendent Kevin Logan from Rock Creek and Interim Superintendent Greg Mann over at Wamego joining us here this morning. And we continue on here with some recognitions that are going to be taking place this month. And Kevin, I know you got a coach that's got a pretty prestigious honor that was recently bestowed on him.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out here to Shane Sieben. Shane is our baseball, high school baseball coach, high school football coach, middle school PE and health teacher, and he was recognized as the high school Division III National Baseball Coach of the Year here just over a week ago. So I'd really like to give a shout out to Shane on that. And a big congratulations to him, his assistants, which are a big part of any coaching award, and then obviously, you know, his student athletes. But congratulations, Shane.
All right. Well, that's a pretty nice honor there. And by the way, you guys have a really nice ball field over there that I've seen a few times here, but I drove past it a few times this summer. And what a great ball field you have over at Rock Creek.
Yeah, it's a nice ball field. That's actually a fairly nice sports complex. You know, we've got some work to do to our track yet. It's a really nice complex there for our community and for our student athletes.
All right. Any other recognitions here for either of you guys?
Not that I'm aware of, Brandon. I'm probably missing something, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
If there are, again, I'm unaware also. Kind of a neat thing happening this last Monday, if I can share, is our Chick-fil-A Leadership Academy was awarded a grant 6 months or so ago. It was the number one grant in the U.S., and they put in a pollinator project out here on the Rock Creek campus, and they did their fall honey harvest this last Monday. So they actually are marketing on a small scale the Rock Creek Bee Company bottles of honey that they've harvested, and it's a really neat project that our leadership group has taken on, student leaders have taken on, and then they're also branching that out then to science classes or any classes really that want to learn about the need for pollinators across the globe. Actually, we're looking more localized here, but you know, the bee population has been suffering, so it's a really neat project.
That is a pretty cool project. I mean, Manhattan's been doing something similar with pollinator pockets here, so I wonder if that's kind of similar deal there. You guys have some events coming up. I'm kind of just looking at your Facebook page right now, Greg, and I know we didn't really talk about this, but there's a big cookout, it looks like, happening on Friday that a lot of folks might be interested in here, the Kansas Honor Flight, which is a great program you guys do in Wamego. It looks like that's happening from 5 to 7 tonight. We've had guests from the Kansas Honor Flight here on before. I know that your predecessor, Tim Winter, was very involved with that, and looks like they're going to have a nice menu, $7 per plate, pulled pork, homemade baked beans, and homemade dessert and drink. Wonderful opportunity to support our veterans here locally.
Yeah, we have a very active honor flight program here in Wamego at the high school, sponsored by Mr. Shane Horning. Okay, and this is one of their big money makers. They have the, I guess we call it the tailgate before the game. And they do request a free will offering of at least $7. And the pulled pork I had last week was really good. So if they get it from the same place this week, I would heartily recommend it to everybody. And baked beans, I mean, who can go wrong with baked beans, right? So the only problem I had last Friday, and I hope they clear this up, is they had two different kinds of cookies and they made you make a choice.
Yeah, that's tough. That's always a tough thing. Unless it's raisins. If it has raisins in it, I'll go the other way.
Well, that was the thing. They were oatmeal raisin and they were peanut butter, and it was like flip a coin, you know? But I couldn't bargain them down to let me have one of each.
All right. Well, that's cool. That'll be happening, it looks like, before the football game against Marysville. Yeah,
they start serving at 5, I believe, Brandon.
That's right. Yeah, 5 to 7 at the Wamego Sports Complex. And I think I don't think they did an honor flight last year. Probably not, because of COVID. Canceled everything. So
have one coming up in October.
Okay. Well, good enough. Wamego does a really good job with that. So we just want to give a little shout out for that thing coming up on Friday. If you happen to go out to the game, I know that St. George will be the site of the next school board meeting. If I'm right, Kevin. for you guys?
Yes, our board is moved back post COVID now. I wish completely post COVID, but back to visiting each of our schools at one point throughout the year to have a board meeting. We were in Westmoreland last month. We'll be in St. George this next Monday. It'll be in the St. George cafeteria. And this is also our hearing to exceed the revenue neutral rate. It's also our budget hearing and then the regular board meeting after that. Real interesting part of the board meeting will be a presentation by a group of Rock Creek students and their advisor, Sarah Miller, who returned on their trip down to Costa Rica. This is a biannual trip that was postponed during COVID and back this year. So I know all the board members looking forward to hearing about their adventures in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I'll bet that'll be pretty cool. What's on the agenda here for the next Wamego School Board meeting, Greg? Well,
we had our budget hearing and revenue neutral hearing in August, on August the 23rd. We were able to get it done then. So we're done with the budget things. We're going to have a presentation from the Honor Flight. Mr. Horning will be there to visit about the Honor Flight trip that's coming up in October. And because we'll have some students traveling, the board will need to give permission for that. We're going to have a presentation by our high school principal and our director of curriculum in regards to the student Kansas student success indicators and kind of bring the board up to speed on what those indicators are and how well Wamego High School is doing to meet those success indicators, which had basically graduation, post-high school training, certifications that are earned while the student is in high school. And so they'll go over those factors with the board. Other than that, we're hoping it's going to be a rather uneventful evening.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that'll be something to look forward to. I guess by the time you guys have your next school board meeting, it'll probably still be too early for the official enrollment counts. Do you have an idea of kind of where you're looking at here for the fall? Greg, I'll start with you.
Yeah, this is very unofficial, and it's head count based on basically the first week of school, but our early numbers indicate we're up about 60 kids over last year.
All right. How about you, Kevin?
Our numbers are looking about 50 kids over last year. And we've got to put a caveat in that's also our preschool has expanded again some. So some of those are preschool numbers, not all K through 12. But we're going to be around 1,250.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Seems like a lot of the area, the smaller districts have seen some gains while the largers have lost a little bit here. Not a ton, but just a little bit there. We're about to wrap up here. Anything else before we go?
No, I appreciate you letting me come in late, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Hey, not a problem, Greg. Appreciate it. Kevin?
Brandon, as always, just really appreciate you allowing us to share some things that are going on in our schools.
Absolutely. You betcha. We'll talk again to you next month. If not before then, have a great rest of your week.
See ya.
All right. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus. We're going to talk about the Day of Remembrance coming up next here on In Focus.